Think of vending machines, and this is probably what comes to mind. That's the sound of a soda being sold in the NPR lunchroom. Americans pump $30 billion into vending machines every year, and the majority of those sales come from workplace snacking. Entrepreneurs have long tried selling other items from vending machines, everything from live bait to French fries. And the latest addition to the world of automated sales has just entered the market.
We call our stores robotic stores, but you can call them vending if you like.
Gower Smith is the president of Zoom Systems, a company that is selling not Diet Coke, but iPods through vending machines in malls and airports across the country. A mall in Orange County, California, is home to one of Smith's robotic stores. It's a glowing box that looks a lot like a convenience store refrigerator, stuffed full of iPods and accessories. Nearly everyone walking past pauses in front of it, including George Wilson.
Well, it definitely does have curb appeal for a mall. I guess my main concern would be if I were to purchase it and it gets stuck. You can't shake this big old machine. What do you do? You know what I'm saying?
The company says optical sensors will prevent that scenario, but not everyone wants to give up human interaction while shopping. Take 18-year-old A.J. Rodriguez, for instance.
I like going to the mall and, like, talking to people and, like, looking at them. It's, like, why I go to the mall all the time. I guess with people who don't have any social skills or whatever, they could probably use this.
While some mall-goers are skeptical, Gower Smith says his company recently secured a deal to put the machines in Macy's department stores.
Like any other new technology, like ATMs or internet shopping, over time you'll get increased consumer acceptance.
It turns out automated shopping has been touted as the wave of the future for centuries. Legend has it the first vending machine was created in 215 BC, when Greek mathematician Hero devised a contraption to dispense holy water when a coin was dropped into a slot. But it would be more than 2,000 years before the technology really caught on. In the U.S., it was 1888 when gumball machines first appeared in the New York City subways. Now industry watchers are hoping it's a new era for vending. They say consumers have grown accustomed to buying things over the internet without getting to touch them first. This latest generation of vending machines is credit card only. You won't need to stuff in 800 quarters to get them out.